Israel is calling up 16,000 reservists, moving a step closer to a possible ground offensive in Gaza. This on a day that saw Hamas rocket squads display their reach, taking aim at Jerusalem for the first time after earlier targeting Tel Aviv. Air raid sirens sounded today in both cities.
Let's go to Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Good to have you back, Chris.
Hey, guys.
From all the people you're talking to, does this look like that we will have an inevitable ground invasion, or does this just look like a threat right now?
Well, I think, to be a credible threat, it's got to be credible that they may actually go ahead and do it. Until they invade, they haven't. But obviously, you can't continue to have hundreds of rockets raining down on Israel from Gaza, killing people and terrorizing many more. No country would allow that. And the Israelis are, as you say, calling up reservists. If they can't somehow, somebody can't get the militants inside Gaza to stop, they'll go over the border.
Chris, there have been discussions with our administration and Egypt to try to get Egypt to take a role and, you know, help smooth this out. How do you think that will go?
Well, this is what makes it so interesting, Hillary, because this is the first time we've had this kind of confrontation between Israel and the Palestinians in the post-Arab Spring world. It used to be Mubarak who was in charge, and we could count, the U.S. could count on him to stay out of it. Because he had a peace treaty with Israel. Now you've got a member of the Muslim Brotherhood as the president of Egypt. He sent his prime minister to Gaza. Are they going to be able to get the militants to stop? Do they want to get the militants to stop? And what impact will this have on Egyptian-Israeli relations? We don't know. This is uncharted territory.
Let's talk about General David Petraeus, the former CIA director, his appearance on Capitol Hill today to talk about what happened in Benghazi, Libya. He's seeming to say, hey, the CIA knew all along this was a terrorist attack. He also apparently felt security at the U.S. consulate wasn't adequate. Where do you see this going?
Well, I think there are two interesting aspects to this. When he testified on September 14th, 3 days after the attack, and all the reporting that came out, and the reporting was coming from the members of Congress who were in the closed-door hearings, was that he was indicating that it was a response to the video. And Peter King, the head of the House Homeland Security Committee, came out today and said his recollection of what Petraeus said and Petraeus's recollection of what he said were very different. That's one issue. The other issue is how did the talking points get changed so that when Ambassador Susan Rice went on Fox News Sunday and the other Sunday talk shows on September 16th, she was talking again about a spontaneous mob, upset about the video, hijacked by extremists, not a terror attack, a pre-planned terror attack. So somewhere between what Petraeus says he thought and or knew immediately thereafter and what he told the House and what Susan Rice told the country, there are some questions.
All right. Who you have on this Sunday?
Well, we'll be talking about Benghazi and Petraeus. We'll have the top Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Saxby Chambliss, the Democratic chair of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Joe Lieberman. And then where is the Republican Party going, particularly with a lot of Republicans taking shots at Mitt Romney's comments this week about the president giving gifts to various demographic groups? We'll talk to two leading Republican governors, Bobby Jindal and Scott Walker.
All right, Chris, thanks so much. Appreciate it.